And so we summit the railway, confront our inevitable climax, defeat the monster, and rescue ourselves. The question, as always, who are we that we are to rescue? A new person, or someone old, familiar, and rotten? Or if not rotten, then perhaps aged, like a wine. Is it a noble rot? Can you taste the terroir of these men? Can you tell why they turned out this way? You have theories, you always do. And you might be right, you might be wrong. But you have to put them in your mouth. Roll them around on your tongue. Then swallow or spit.
Welcome back to All That You Know and to our City of Glass campaign. My name, as always, is Colin. Joining me today are Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm playing Booker Page, the Incarnadine.
Zach.
I'm Zach. I'm playing Ledger Gray, the Deathwalker.
And Adam.
Adam, I'm playing Bailey Cormick, the Junk Mage.
Fantastic. Today we're going to be continuing our game of The Digested, is what we're calling it. It is a hack of Blades in the Dark. It's a very loose hack. You will never see this game. It doesn't matter. Last time we played, you all ascended a strange high-rise building, hoping to catch up with Virgil Albright's slimy little trail at the end of your stories, as was promised. As you climbed the tower, a manifestation of hunger pursued you. Fortunately, you struck a deal with a vending machine, and you were able to temporarily stun the ravening beast with a tube of paste. On your journey up, you discovered a great many things, but perhaps most interestingly were the suite of Checker Graham, as well as a empty room labeled Booker Page, which was, as described, completely empty. You've emerged from the roof of this high-rise and found yourself at a train station. An all-too-familiar train sits ahead of you, waiting. The track extends ahead of you through a vast city of white stone, which stretches endlessly to the absent horizon. The rails gradually rise until it reaches a nearly vertical ascent far in the distance, and at the top of that rise, you know, awaits the cathedral town. The alien bony structure of the cathedral juts up from the center of it, beckoning you ever forward towards the end. Perhaps the strangest thing here is that there is no sky. There's not even a black void. There's just no sky. There's no horizon. There is nothing above the top of the city or the cathedral. The border between the ground and heaven just does not exist. It is a hard thing to put into words. It is as if a dimension has been removed from reality here. It is probably very disorienting, though you may find yourselves snapped out of this disorientation as something below you regains its appetite and the train rattles from its roar.
I suppose it was too much to ask that we might finally be rid of our pursuer just because we made it out of the building.
Looks like it's train time again. How exciting.
That would be asking for much.
I suppose so. Ledger looks at his death for a moment, kind of sadly. I think he always looks at her sadly now, and he's going to start walking towards the train. He's walking at a trot.
Okay. The trot. Noted.
The trot.
And writing this down. Ledger's trotting.
He's not running. He's not walking. He's kind of in the middle.
What's Booker and Bailey, what's your gait? What's your gait like? What's your walking speed?
Well, what adjective would you
stride.
Use?
A brisk stride.
Okay.
It's a stumble. I'm stumbling and tumbling along, but I'm making my way.
You're bumbling, bro.
Oh,
not
shit.
Bumbling. Stumbling, but not bumbling.
Well, Bailey's on the okay. Apps. Nice. You are in the train. You go in, I assume. Unless you stop at the precipice, but I don't get the feeling that's your plan
no.
here.
We're
unless we have a reason to.
I can't tell you what your characters do. Maybe you have some doubts and you think, you know, maybe this just ends right here. I'm going to sit down.
I'm going to get eaten by the mouth monster.
No train has ever taken me where I want to go, you know.
That is true.
He's just another train at the end of the day.
We get a little secret ending here. Eden. The Eden ending. You open the door to the passenger car. It is very familiar. This time it is completely intact. There are no missing sections and no passengers to speak of. When you entered from outside, it seemed as if you were entering into the middle of the train. But oddly enough, now that you are here inside, you see that you can see out the back of the train. And you see a little small metal balcony indicating that you are at the rear of it. Beyond the back of the train, you see a tunnel. Another thing that definitely wasn't there a moment ago. A yawning, dark, rancid abyss. A putrid esophagus, which you can scarcely believe this immaculate train could have originated from. And in that terrible gullet, you hear the roars and the hunger draw closer. The hungry god's ribbon grows excited yet again, writhing and pulling, begging to be reunited. The most pressing matter is probably rather obvious. The train isn't moving.
Yep.
Should we go up to the engine cart?
Yeah, Ledger's going to book it. He's no longer trotting. He is now at a run, and he's okay. Gangly, so he can run pretty fast.
I'm writing this down. Are you guys matching his pace, or trying to overtake him here?
Perhaps you're still cantering.
Are you drafting?
Now I am bumbling. I'm officially bumbling at this point.
Okay. You go to the edge of the car you are in, and you open the door into what you swore when you saw through the tiny window was another passenger car, but you right away find yourself in the engine car. It is different than the last time you saw it at the start of this adventure. There's no half-machine Cathari conductor hanging from the ceiling here. Instead, you come into a room that is all windows. Your orientation has been switched around again. You are somehow now at the back of the train, staring down the horrible throat. In the center of this glass engine car, there is an immaculate stone statue of Booker Page. His eyes are covered with a blindfold. He holds in his hand a rotten, festering heart made of a jet-black gemstone writhing with diamond maggots. In the center of his chest is an empty void where the heart has been torn out. The hole in his torso seems to stretch endlessly. It waits for you to put something in, something precious and true to serve as fuel.
Does the heart look safe to grab with those diamond maggots? Or
Sure. Why not? Maybe.
I can't put on a glove.
I mean, do you want that? If you really want to know, I would probably call for a roll. A tune or a study or a
What do I got? What do I got?
You don't have those. You have friends.
I got survey.
Survey, I think, is more like of a wider thing.
Probably not. What do I have in my bag of tricks?
I have, if we're looking for stuff to put in, I have an empty statue.
That could be.
I also have a forget bottle, but I don't want to.
I have a new memory bottle.
Can Booker, inherently judge the value of things by looking at them, or can he only, find the most valuable thing proximity? Yeah.
Let's find the most valuable thing in proximity.
Well, okay. So, I think I would have to look through all your items, which I love doing.
I have the only ones I have, I think, of note are the forget bottle and the empty statue. Everything else is like guns and stuff.
So, as downfall, you do have downfall. And so the thing is, I can tell you the most valuable thing that might serve as precious, it has to be both precious and true. That's what the statue wants, inherently.
And true.
Yeah, precious and true.
We got to feed something in here. What about this? Ledger hefts up his empty statue, which I believe is only 6 inches tall, but was previously casting a shadow too big.
Give it a shot.
I guess I'll try stuffing it in there. What the hell?
Sure. It was a statue of someone from your past you didn't quite remember, correct?
Yeah, I think after ruminating on it, it probably either looks like how Sentinel used to look or it looks like a sealer. But it just seems more familiar now. Or maybe it's a statue of Villainous. Not that anyone knows who that is.
Yeah, for the fans, let's just say it's a sealer. So I don't have to describe who Sentinel is, you know, see, you found a dead body of him in the Wandering Sea. It's all very important. Yeah, you put the statue of someone you scarcely remember into Booker Page's hole. The blank expression of Booker Page's statue seems to shift to an inexplicable emotion of, well, it is explicable, I guess. It's like a mixture of confusion and anger, but a more of a self-directed anger. Pieces of the chiseled stone fall away as some force engraves two eyes atop the blindfold the statue wears. You feel a medium strength lurch as the train begins moving.
Like,
$20 worth of lurch. It's just okay.
Yeah, just nothing right home about. There's a clock I'm gonna that's in the character thing. It's called distance to train.
I see it.
I have ticked it once. This is not the type of clock you want to tick up, by the way.
Yes, I imagine it's not our distance from the train.
No,
we're inside.
You're
guys,
inside
we're almost there. come on,
thank you for the clarification.
Out of the rear window, you see the terrible beast of enamel and tongues emerge from the darkness, its horrible hunger shuddering through your gut with ravenous sympathy. It begins running, gaining on the train quicker than you'd like. You will need to find something to slow it down. Just the engine is probably not going to be enough for you. You could try using what you may have on your person. Or perhaps that convenient storage car that's appeared just behind you may have something more useful, something more genuine.
I have a crazy thought.
What's
I
that?
Mean, what if we feed it one of the cars from the engine?
How?
What? Detach it.
Detach
it and let it fly into the mouth.
I guess, but... Don't you have anything more valuable to put in there? I assume that this is, given that it is a statue of Booker, I can only imagine this engine to be somehow transactional.
The hole in his chest also seals up after you put that thing in.
Shit.
How about check with this medium cart? Strength lurch, idiot. Medium strength.
Look, maybe we should see if there's anything useful in there before we cut it loose, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm gonna barge on through and then realize I don't have any points in survey.
Barging, noting.
My lord.
God, right. Get off my nuts on my adjectives roll? Today? Or my verbs?
No, I love it. They're colorful.
Some adverbs? You enter into the cargo car. It is a dark car, illuminated only by the light filtering in from behind you. Rats scurry for cover as their black refuge is disrupted. Inside are innumerable eclectic boxes atop cloth-draped furniture, the clear trappings of someone moving house. Some boxes are labeled kitchen, kids' room, books, and the like. Others are not so generously labeled. Perhaps there may be something in here, something genuine and potent enough to halt the beast that hunts you.
I have a 1 in survey.
That's the best.
You could do a group survey.
Let's hold hands and survey, but Bailey, how about it?
Who's gonna lead? Because whoever leads has to spend stress for the failures.
What stress do you have, Brian?
Only 2.
I have 5 currently.
I've got 4. Yeah, I've got 5 empty, which means I have 4 to spend.
Then let's let Booker do it.
Is that group
Bailey?
Yeah.
Yes. So just roll survey.
All roll survey.
You all roll survey, and then the leader will take stress for any failures.
All right, good luck, everyone.
Standard.
No, you're. This is going to be kind of like a desperate type situation.
Oh,
desperate
good.
Standard.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Bailey Cormack with the success.
Fuck,
okay.
Yes.
Booker, you're going to take.
What do we do about you?
You're going to take 2 stresses.
Look what I found, guys. Ledger. A mega gun.
I thought you were supposed to do survey, not study.
Oh, I have the same number of dots for both, so it would not change the roll.
Now let it slide this time, bucko.
No, you're right. I should be able to re-roll it because it says the
yes,
wrong word.
Yes.
So true. So true.
Thank you.
Bailey, you got a full success, but I am not going to ask you what you find. Instead, I'm going to ask Booker, Paige, what did Bailey find?
He found the wedding ring.
Oh.
You motherfucker. Is that going to help us at all?
It's apparently important. Paste.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
This motherfucker.
Bailey, you're just rifling through the couch cushions and you find a little wedding ring. Very similar to the one that I think Booker sold for some snacks.
Hey, Booker, I think I found your ring.
That's weird. Can I have it?
I fling it in the air, kind of do like a little flick with my thumb.
Also, you know, how much stress do I take? Is it two?
Two stress, because you guys got two failures.
All right. Sick, I have it back.
What the hell? That's not going to help us at all. You think we can throw it at the thing or shoot it out of that little pop gun?
How about we just detach the cart? There's clearly nothing that important here.
The Bailey idea.
I'm uncertain how the cause and effect and indeed basic directional sense seem to be purely optional in this space. I do not know how much that will avail us. But I suppose it's better than nothing if there's only wedding rings in here.
How many cars are on this train?
You want me to find a nuke? You want to find a nuke?
There are a lot?
There was a bunch of cars, and then there was one, and then there was zero, and then there was two. So I don't know what the fuck you guys want. It seems to change every time we go from one place to another.
Okay, because in my brain, we would just keep detaching until we have none left to slow the beast down, because it would keep running into the cars that we shoot down, right? We throw down.
Well, when we were in the engine, there was no cars behind us. Until the
maybe it only
supply
ships when you switch carts, you know?
I say maybe open the door and go through and go back like a couple times.
I guess let's go back to the engine and see if it's like when we're in the in-between space, if it's still there.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I think since you are here, the glass engine car is still there with the statue of Booker in it. With his new eyes.
Go back.
What is the coupling like?
Advanced. Well, like latches and levers on it.
Like a machine, perhaps?
Absolutely a machine.
All right. I think that Ledger, seeing that there's some kind of device connecting these two things, he is going to use one of my favorite new abilities. Well, I guess it's not new anymore. This was months ago. But entropy. When he touches a machine, construction, or mechanism and focuses, he can cause rust and decay. Doing this quickly may require an attune or skirmish roll. So he's going to, like he did with the door, turn his hands back into his skeleton bony entropy hands and try and rip this thing apart.
Okay. I'm going to call for you to make an attune roll. I think that's what I called for you on the door.
That is just fine with me. Attune is one of my very best. I think Ledger holds his hands up and I don't know, maybe you guys can see his death now. I imagine she's like more of a presence in this space. And maybe Ledger's flesh mask is slipping a little bit more as well. But I feel like he holds up his hands and then she touches them and you see the flesh kind of boil away until it's just like rotten scraps and draped over top of bone. Almost all the way up to his elbows. And then he reaches down and he just tries to... He tries to sink them in, you know, like you guys ever touched kinetic sand?
Oh, I love kinetic sand.
He's gonna try and just like reach his bony fingers to the metal and squeeze and have it just kind of like fall apart into like rust and decay. Let's
roll
see what
them
we got
bones.
Here. I love it.
Roll them bones.
So that's a success. Another success. You love to see it. yes, you melt through the latch. It falls apart like wet paper. And since you're in the cargo car, you're sending the engine car or the statue car, whatever you want to call it. You see it fall back towards the ravening beast. It collides with it. It goes through it. It does seem to stumble a little bit. I will not increment the distance to train counter at this time. That's what you get.
That's what you get,
bad.
You assholes.
Slight stumble.
Didn't seem to do much. We got to find a way to speed this thing up or we're done.
So we sent the statue car away?
Yes. So now that you just have the cargo car, maybe there's a door in there. You would hope so. It is full of boxes, though, so who can say?
Can we look through boxes again?
You can look. Well, you're not looking in the boxes. You have to move the boxes.
Yeah, we got to get behind him to try and get out. Are you fishing for a roll to do this?
I'm kind of fishing for like a movement-based roll. Although I'll take pitches. It'd be another group roll.
Yeah, let's do some shit. I think, what would make sense here?
I don't know if you could do any magic. You can do. Finesse is like sleight of hand.
Okay, so not finesse. I've got, can I see what?
Prowl, wreck, you know?
Prowl, yeah. I have one dot in prowl. I could theoretically lead a group action, but we still need to roll a success. Excuse me, for it to mean anything. Does anybody else have dots in prowl?
Nope.
I have one in prowl.
You have one in prowl. Okay, do we have anything in wreck?
Among zero the squad? In wreck.
Zero wreck.
All right, I'm going to lead us in a prowl group action, and we're just going to throw ourselves at the mercy of three dice. I guess technically four dice, which is not good, but I don't think we have any other options. So I think Ledger, like, his hands are still bony. The flesh is creeping up even slower than last time. But he's just going to start tossing boxes aside and be like, come on, we got to find a way out of here now. Let's all prowl, friends.
Who's you leading, Ledger?
I'm leading. I've got four stress to spend before I'm traumaing out or whatever you want to call it. So
yeah, we'll cross that bridge if we get to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be great. And I'm rolling right now.
Me
too. I got three.
Ooh, the failure.
That's one.
And standard, a failure.
Desperate
standard. Dude, it's all Brian. On you, Booker. Don't
Easy.
Fuck it up.
Oh, he got a partial!
Okay.
Yes! Oh, my God. Okay, I'm taking the Easy. Stress. Whew. Both of the one-dot guys failed, and the zero-dot guy succeeded. So thank fuck for that.
Thank Holy fuck for that. yes, you are... There's a lot of boxes here. just full of junk. Like, whoever is moving... Probably goes through a big house. I think at one point, Ledger, you find a faded photograph of Booker with some people, a family even. But the people in the picture have all been like, someone's like taking a lighter to it. So you can only really make out Booker's face. It's kind of distracting. Maybe Bailey, you find something similar that distracts you. Maybe like a good magazine about the latest muscle cars. Who can say? But Booker, you managed to pull it through. You move the boxes aside. They're kind of heavier than you expected, but just in time for you to feel the train begin to hitch and slow down as it begins to climb the slope. You kind of feel the train turn a little bit, I'm not going to say 45 degrees. 45 degrees sounds good for a slight slope. As it begins to go uphill towards the cathedral instead of on a more flat plane. The bad news is that kind of took some time, and the train car did not slow down the creature that much. So I'm going to tick this clock by, well, it's desperate. I can do three, can't I?
No, I think the rules say you're only supposed to do one at a time, if I recall.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to do two, and then I'm going to give you a consequence, which is that Ledger, where's the ribbon?
Around my neck, still.
Joking me?
Uh-oh.
It writhes, right? And I don't know, sure. It's either there or in your coat. It writhes and struggles, and then it slips off your neck entirely, ambles about, and skitters into the boxes behind you towards the beast. As if animated. Okay, so here's what you all see before we deal with that. You find behind the next door another engine car. You are once again flipped around, which is disorienting because now both Ledger, who is looking back where you came from, is looking at the back of the train, but also you two who have gone forward are also looking at the back of the train, but at a different room, which defies some. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Like, I understand. Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but I understand. Yeah.
Do you like to understand how it doesn't make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
This engine car is a laboratory of sorts. The walls are covered in pinned specimens, all of which are in some way mechanical in origin. There are cogwork moths, serpents of tangled wire, a terrible formless beast like a thousand engines collapsing in on itself, and all of them are on display. And at the center of it, a wet lump of fleshy clay in the shape of a man. At the bottom of it, carved into the wet material on like a plaque, are the words, Bailey Cormick? And ending with a question mark. Here, though, the name Cormick is spelled with a single K at the end instead of the appropriate CK. It is unfinished. It requires something, something precious and true, to bake it into completion.
Hmm. Wowee. Hey, we need the ribbon, right?
Yes, I'm gonna try. Ledger doesn't even give a shit about the Bailey statue. He's trying to get the fucking ribbon back.
Wondering if I can help finding that ribbon.
Bro, this is you.
Bro, the ribbon. I have a skill for the ribbon, I think.
What's your ribbon skill?
Well, I was thinking I have Mark of Hunger. You can smell source of magical power. The more potent and active, the more pungent the smell. And I was like, maybe I can bloodhound the ribbon.
That's not a bad move. I'd definitely give you a bonus for that.
You can find that one.
I think Les is going to say, the ribbon jumped off me. We got to get it back. Without the ribbon, none of this means anything.
Thanks. I have a way to find it. Do I have to roll for Mark of Hunger? Is there a specific thing like prowl?
I think.
Or survey?
Study? What do you want to roll? Well, which is appropriate? Because it's you can kind of choose what you roll. I'll just set the position. I could see a survey. I could see a prowl.
I would love a study because I have two, but that doesn't make sense.
Study doesn't really make sense. No,
no, it doesn't.
You're gonna study how you're gonna capture it.
Maybe in a tune.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe in a tune.
Everything else I have as one. So
you can always spend some stress to push yourself.
That's true. I mean, could I get an assist from my friend Ledger since he wants to do it too?
Sure.
Sure. I can assist. I can spend one stress to help you find it.
But just so you know, if you two are doing this, then only Booker is going to be working on the statue and the train is slowing down.
It's true.
I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe in him.
Okay. Maybe okay. I believe in him too.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Booker, try and get the damn train moving. We're going to see if we can catch the damn thing.
Okay.
Yeah, don't melt me.
Okay.
Unless you think it'll make the train go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, you're going to want... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if I push myself, is that one extra stress I'm using?
Two. And then Ledger's going to spend one stress to assist you.
Yes,
I can afford to push myself on this one, my friend Ledger, to find this thing.
Okay, and I'm going to, just so you know, I'm going to downgrade your position, or upgrade. It's going to only be risky because you're using your ability, and it is very appropriate here, because this ribbon is magical as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is prowl.
It smells like shit, too.
Sure.
Plus magic's one, the risky standard, right?
Yes, sir. Because Ledger's not, is Ledger assisting? You get a second dice. If you're pushing plus, and he's assisting, then you get two dice.
Yeah.
Two dice. Two extra dice. Here we go. Come on, baby. That's a success. Love to see it.
Fantastic.
I got one stress left I can spend before my drama.
Yeah, and I might just throw stress on you, so watch out. You prowl. The thing, yeah. It's like scuttering between the boxes. It pauses for a moment, playing a little hide and seek with you. Before it tries to make a bolt for the door, but you catch it in your hand. It struggles around a little bit, but then goes inert. Just another ribbon. Just a ribbon again. Who knew it could crawl?
Smells.
You straight up grab it. And that is, I mean, you've solved the problem. There's no, the clock isn't going to do anything. Booker, meanwhile, these two are skittering about, how did you help Ledger, by the way?
I feel like it was running away from Ledger, so he kind of like pursued it and tried to chase it towards Bailey.
I love that, like a cat.
Yeah, exactly. Like a cat.
Do you give the ribbon back to Ledger?
Absolutely. I say, get this thing away from me. Oh my god.
Ledger grabs it, he grips it tight in his left hand.
Don't drop it again.
The fucking thing go.
Just a ribbon. Okay, Booker, you are with the statue. The train is slowing down. It is a big statue. Let me I'm gonna post all the descriptions that I have whenever they come up.
What do I got
chat.
To work with?
you have all your items, and you have all your body parts and mental faculties.
Okay, that's plenty.
Yeah, jam
that's
your plenty. Whole arm, your whole left arm in there.
Something.
Yeah, give me an arm.
Precious and true.
Precious and true.
Give it the ring back.
Let me see what we got. Do I still have this Expedition 2 Beetle, or did I just give that to one of you and I just never erased it?
I think you might have it still.
Let's do that. Actually, no. Let's do the Rats, the First Demons book.
Okay.
Knowledge.
Are you just like shoving it into the clay, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not good for the pages, but let's see. Let's see how it goes. He's going to try to avoid putting his arm in, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's... I was going to get you with that one. It's like, ooh, think about your arm.
I don't know how hungry it is. Shit.
Okay, you put the book into the clay statue of Bailey Cormac, the... book kind of gets sucked into the clay a little bit, and then like a kind of like a dollar bill that is kind of wrinkled going into a vending machine, it kind of gets stuck and like pushed out a little bit, and then you sucked in a little bit more, and then the statue seems to like bake as if like fried by some unseen heat. It like gives off a lot of heat, almost like enough to burn you. It shifts and changes before your eyes, and you see it morphing into you, Booker. But this Booker page is a little less placid. It seems angry, confused. The plaque at the bottom that says Bailey Cormac just like melts away, and it explodes, and the engine completely stops. You're going to take the level 2 harm, Booker. Shell shocked. You can resist this if you like.
Fuck. Resist it.
That was neither.
The engine has stopped moving.
It has completely stopped. That was not the correct answer to my puzzle.
Damn it! Knowledge always harms us in the end.
Sorry, guys.
Shit,
all right.
Booker! What the hell did you do? Oh no!
It's not clearly labeled.
I'll
how do I resist?
Distance to train. So how you resist in Blades in the Dark is that you are going to, I'll say this is a prowess resist, a classic. You're just going to click the name prowess on your skills.
Yes, sir.
And then you'll roll a prowess resist, and it'll tell you how much stress you're going to take to avoid this harm. The fact that it exploded, you're not resisting. You're just resisting it hurting you here.
Green.
Zero stress. That's beautiful. 601.
Yeah.
Okay. You're downgraded to a level 1, which we'll just call, I don't know, scorched.
Singed. You've been rolling a lot of sixes lately.
Yeah, you're rolling great. This is a good time to roll good.
That's the impression that I've been getting.
I am also.
The train is no longer moving?
Scratched?
Yes, the train is. You can call it whatever. It's like a minor injury. That's going to reduce your effect going forward. And I have ticked the clock by 1. You can resist that separately if you'd like, but you know.
I mean, I have an ability, guys, that I think can work here. Make do. Once per session, I can immediately fix something broken, but it only works once. After that, it's destroyed.
I feel like we don't want it to only work once. We need it to get us all the way to the cathedral.
All right, well, that's my idea. Thank you.
That's his idea.
Damn it, Bailey, can't you fix it? You're good at fixing stuff, right? Put it...
let's see.
Do something.
I could do... I have Mark of the Weaver. I could fix someone or something in a matter of seconds, even if it would take hours.
Careful yeah, work. You should do that. You should do that one.
Maybe it's time. Maybe what? It's time for Mark of the Weaver.
What are you fixing?
I guess the statue, I assume, is the synonymous for the engine. Is that what I'm picking up?
There's an argument for that, yes.
So my theory would be then trying to rebuild. I assume the statue now is just like feet, you know, with like nothing on top and then exploded. Yeah. I'm like, maybe I could use Mark of the Weaver and I can take some of the debris around here and reform it into something that would push us forward.
What does that look like? What are you building the statue into?
I think I'm building a statue, building it into probably the image of me when I started my work at the academy, I think. Escatan Academy of Casting in the Wormlands. I think like a young, plucky, good-looking Bailey.
Sexy, huge.
The way he sees himself.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
God damn, is he great.
Huge bulge in his pants.
Cum gutters on display.
Oh, come on.
That's what they're called. Look it up.
Read a book, man.
Read a fucking book. I'm just being an academic here. Yeah, that's the correct answer. This is the Bailey Cormick engine car. You have to do Bailey Cormick things here. Spoiler alert. Yeah, sorry, Booker.
Your
friends did leave you behind. Yeah, sure. What is that? What does Mark of the Weaver like look like? Is there like little magical gossamer threads pulling it together at your will?
Yeah, my idea was like he's rubbing his hands together and doing some sort of, you know, hand movements. But then things around him, maybe there is some miasma that's like moving around the world and picking up little things to form it together in front of me.
Okay.
The only thing that could make this more Bailey Cormick is if the homunculus comes to life and starts arguing with him about like something pedantic
about how bad it looks.
Let's call this a tinker.
Is that a risky standard?
I'm going to give it a risky because you're using a nice ability.
I can maybe help you with my, that'll be the last thing I can do using stress. So it's not ideal.
I have 5 more stress, so I can push myself again, because this is pretty important. Shit.
Yeah, so do that then.
I'm going to do that.
Laser's just going to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself, risky standard, so I have an extra die. And brother, I'm rolling it.
Okay. Partial.
That was close, but it's partial.
You do it, but there's a consequence. You suffer harm, a complication occurs, you have reduced effect, you end up in a desperate position.
Comes alive.
You knit together this statue. It seems more pleased to be in the shape of a you than it was to be in the explosive shape of Booker Page.
Whatever.
There is one thing I will need from you, though, which is I need you to put something precious and true into it to finish it.
All right. I'm going to look through my stuff here. I have a dagger. I have the fine demonwood coach gun. I have tallies. And I have the sack of downfall. I have a little bit of downfall.
What do we give it a little bit? Not the whole thing.
I'll add also, you're more than just your inventory. We can get abstract here.
A little bit of me.
Oh, my God. Huh? What if you put your hat in? What if you put your hat on it?
Not the hat! My hat! I can't lose my hat. It's everything.
Off the table.
Oh, God.
Put in a limb, then. Give yourself some serious harm or something.
You think it would take, like, the tip of my pinky, Colin? You think that's all it would take?
Bro, is that true? Is your pinky true?
Is my pinky's pretty true, Colin.
Is that your truest finger?
Oh, boy.
No, he's going to take both of the middle ones.
No! I need those.
I need those.
Fuck. Okay, I think...
You know I can't answer you until you put it in.
Yeah. I know. Zip. No, okay. I'm taking off my hat, and I'm scrunching it up, and I'm stuffing it in the center. Before I give it a little kiss, I'm like, goodbye, old friend. All right, hope you help anyone wherever you go.
This is so sad.
You're just like shoving it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put it on his head.
Yeah, can I? No, I probably didn't.
I mean, you could. You could put it on its head. It's a statue. Really,
I blow into the center of the hat, Like, like I'm trying to get a fucking, what you call it? It's like a snowman coming alive. That's what I'm essentially doing. Do this. And I'm going to slowly put it on his head. And I hope to God that this works.
Yeah. Since you succeeded that role, I will say it works. Your hat is so precious. It's been through so much with you. You feel naked without it. You don't feel like yourself.
What's the snowman called? The story. Why am I forgetting it?
Frosty.
Is it Frosty the Snowman? Is that what it is?
Yes, yeah. It's Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, I thought Jack Frost. Or maybe that's a horror movie.
That's different. Whatever.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Totally different.
Go ahead.
Totally different things. The sputtering engine of the train seems to pick up speed. It's not the fastest it could be, I'll say. And the thing is still gaining on you. You're definitely going to have to slow it down again. Fortunately, a portcullis hole. Oh, actually, no, that was already there. There is a window you can see through that you see the beast is gaining on you from this room. The door behind you opens again. The door that was already open that you came through opens again a second time into another storage car, which maybe will have something in it that you can use to slow down the beast. If you're lucky.
What else can we do?
Let's look for something. We still have the gun. If we can just find some more liver paste, we can give it another little snack.
That's true.
That'd be useful.
Yeah, let's just simply find more liver paste. How hard could it be?
Ah, shit, another wedding ring. All right, put it in the gun. Hey,
another vending machine?
Boxes full of them.
That would be nice.
This car is lit by a series of overhead bloodlight lanterns illuminating the scene in red. Here, the interior is packed completely by mannequins, shoulder to shoulder, each one wearing a different outfit, some even wielding props. Perhaps somewhere in here, in these tightly packed costumes, there is something that can help. Oh, one more thing to add, sorry. The train is ascending even more rapidly now. The railway behind you see, is literally in the air. There are no supports holding it up. It is suspended by these glittering gossamer wires, which seem to extend infinitely into the sky that is not there.
Yeah, we've already established there is no sky.
Yeah, there is no sky.
Okay, who's got stress left to spend?
Booker.
I got three spaces. How much do you have, Booker?
Booker has five.
Okay, ooh, Booker, lead us in another, what is it? It was survey, right? I think that's the only way that we can make this happen unless somebody has an idea. I don't have any notes, or sorry, any abilities that involve finding things. I can only destroy.
And no, we're not desperate. You know, this is a normal day for us.
No, this is desperate.
No.
It is desperate, yeah.
I mean, if you guys have, like, special abilities, then you can, you know, get Deck down to Risky, but
I unfortunately do not.
No, I don't. Okay.
Okay, survey time. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's fucking go. That was our one die. It's no good. I also got a failure. Oh my God, Bailey coming with a cult success again.
All right, Booker, what I find?
He's out of control.
Booker, you get two stress. Mark him.
Okay.
God, man.
Yeah, you guys are killing it. And by it, I mean my penis. yeah, that's not getting into the final cut. Anyways, Booker Bailey, you find something in here. What do you find among all these little costumes and props?
Colin, you're not going to believe it. All right. I'm looking at something. It's like a little circle. It's kind of gold. No, I find the ammo, the ammunition. What is it called? The liver?
Something satiation.
Why is that in here?
I don't know, but it's sitting right in this box.
What if the mannequin has your outfit and it's like, but it's your outfit from when we were in the hallway?
I'd buy that.
That'd be crazy.
And it's in your own pocket.
Yeah, and it's like holding out the ammunition. And it's looking like really angry at me. Like, hey, idiot.
I do like that. Okay, you have liver paste, but only one. You only get one. I'm only giving you one, you little bastard.
Guys, holy shit. Look what I found.
You're not going to believe this.
You're not going to believe this.
All right.
You saved us.
Give me the gun. I'm going to try this again.
Do not miss with this, all right?
All right. Who's? I think Bailey took the gun back, so you need to give me both.
I don't have it on my sheet, but here you go.
Boop. I just listened to the episodes. I do remember that you very insistently snatched it back after we got away.
And that little it's not the fine demon potion, is it?
No. It's a super soaker. I don't think it ever got into like a character sheet officially.
Yeah, I don't think it made it.
Super soaker, here you go.
Okay, I'm gonna... Can I get, like, onto, like, the back of the train car facing the approaching monster?
Of course. I mean, every direction leads to the back of the train. You that can even true. Go on the roof if you wanted to. I'm open to anything.
Cool. Does somebody want to help me so we can hedge our bets here? I don't... And just can anyone think of a way that you could help me? Perhaps more importantly.
We could kneel so you can brace the gun on one of our backs. I don't know.
Nope. Doug, I mean, gonna need more than that.
I have two dice, so it's not the worst odds, but this is important enough that I'd like to make it three.
How could you help Bailey? Do you want to hold his hand?
I know. I'm telling you, you spend stress to... How much is it? Two stress to help?
One. Just one.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely help because I have stress to spare and I don't want to
die.
Well, how are you helping?
Give me a second. I'm thinking.
I'm trying to look at what I got here. I'm wondering if maybe there's some way to like make it aggressive. So like specifically aggressive. So maybe it moves its body in some way to make it bigger. Like, imagine if for some reason I somehow made it think it was going to eat something and it opened its mouth, making its body bigger so you had a clearer shot. So I'm thinking, but I don't know what it would be. Like maybe throwing something at it would cause that to happen?
I'm going to need a little more.
I know, I'm thinking.
But if you just shot it with him?
I can pitch something here.
Pitch it.
A Booker Page does have an ability to upgrade an item once.
Ooh.
You would help with that?
Can you upgrade the gun?
I mean, read what it says.
Upgrade. I never interpreted it as upgrade.
Is it breaking? I thought you had an upgrading thing.
No.
Roland Tinker, you can improve a piece of equipment that has moving parts using a ritual that takes half an hour.
Oh, yeah. That won't be it.
We'll just take a little break.
Okay, yeah. I combined make do and that together.
All right, am I just rolling with two then? Do you guys got nothing? No way to help me?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, for assisting with a threat of this size in a combat situation, I would need something pretty significant.
What if
Or you can throw the ring at it, which I'll just, you know,
what if
do
I
that
cast
too.
Crave at the thing and it's not hungry anymore?
Yeah, I'm sure you can use an ability called Crave to make it not crave anything.
Oh, you could try.
Or create something different.
I would have you roll that separately, though. I wouldn't just let that be an assist.
Because, like, what if I make it just want to stop and eat whatever you shoot at it, you know?
This thing doesn't really have a problem with eating.
Yeah, it'll eat anything.
Yeah, so, like, you just redirect it.
Sure.
You know, it's looking like a two dot. We're really trying.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Okay. Am I just going for it? We're doing it live?
You got it.
I don't know what else to do.
Push yourself. All right.
I can't. I will trauma out if I push myself. I have one stress to spend only.
Well, what is the move to shoot?
It's skirmish. I'm skirmish, I assume.
Shit, okay, yeah, I have nothing in skirmish.
I got two dice, so like I'm doing decent.
Okay. I mean, Booker has two skirmish.
Do you want to be the one to do it?
Can you push yourself? Do you have stuff to push yourself? Because maybe
he
you
only
can
has three stress slots left.
I do too, so you could do it.
If you could do it, it'll be the last thing you can do. Okay, I think Ledger, he sights down it. He doesn't think he can make it. He looks to Booker and says, here, you do it.
All right.
This is too much.
So pushing myself adds a stress, right? That's it?
Two stress and one extra die.
All right, here we go.
That'd be...
Let's see him.
What would that be?
Risky, desperate?
Desperate standard.
Standard.
Plus one.
Here we go. Green.
Oh, a failure. That's bad.
That is a
the gun blew up.
Complete failure.
I was holding it the wrong way.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Let me just turn that around.
Gang.
All right,
gang.
I'm traumaing out, gang.
Wait.
No, you're not.
You'll just take a consequence. You don't have to resist it. Consequences don't give stress.
Yeah.
So I can pass it to Bailey.
That is
listen,
true.
You're fine, okay? Don't put anything on me. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah, so...
It's okay. Booker will be all right.
It's happening now. It is happening.
Folks, it's happening.
Now.
I think the thing is reaching the train.
Yes, I think so too. You do your darndest to shoot the tube. Shoot in the old tube. And you know when you have something you really like, right? And the next second time you have it, it just doesn't hit the same?
Yeah.
Turns out this guy, he doesn't want another tube. He's already had a tube. So it's not satisfying anymore. He swallows it whole. It swallows it whole. And then it clambers with its many little tongues. It launches itself off the rails, like someone like leaping up handholds on a ladder. And it grabs onto the back of the train. It has reached you. It is right in front of you, where you just shot out of. It is on the train now, and it is very, very close to you. If there was a position worse than desperate, I would put you in it. You are now... the speed of the train is no longer the main issue. It's now this that you have a traveling guest with you in this cart full of little costumed mannequins, which, as it turns out, it actually kind of makes it a little hard to move around in.
Ledger, the wheels are turning in his head, and he's panicking pretty bad, and I think he's going to say, whatever wants the ring, throw the ring, throw the ring! He's going to try... He's suggesting that Booker should throw the ring off the train in the hopes that it will be enticing enough that it'll jump off to chase it.
It's an idea.
Sure. All right. Booker listens and does that.
So you're throwing the ring off the train, not at the thing.
Well, we can throw it at the thing.
Yeah, Booker's going to throw it at the thing.
Okay. If you think that's what he wants.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't think he'll chase it. I don't think I'm going to make you roll for this. You give up the ring again for the second time. It goes into the thing's mouth. It eats it. It looks at you with hunger in its eyes. You almost feel like your own crave ability is being used on you a little bit. Probably nothing to worry about right now. but its advance is briefly halted. You have a precious moment to move away. What do you do?
Let's fucking... Is there like a door in here?
There's always a door. There's always a door behind you.
Sure, I'm gonna go through the door just to try and get the fuck away.
I'm gonna do that
Let's
too.
Do it.
Sure. The white buildings rushing past the side of the train begin to slow down again as you hit the steepest part of the slope. The cathedral town is just one more push away, it has to be, but the engine needs one final bout of fuel to get it where it's going. And for the third time, you find yourself in an engine car. This time, a long, window-filled, run-down gallery. The walls are adorned with paintings whose canvases have been ripped out by some unknown force. At the center, one final painting remains, a portrait of a man who seems split in two, though the clothes of one you recognize as your own Ledger, and the other as Virgil Albright's. The faces of the two figures are indistinct, blurred by the struggle of two identities being pulled apart, and behind them, some vast and terrible maw. It is unclear whether they are in front of it or within it. The painting is gray and empty. It needs pigment. Something precious and true to color the scene.
I think... Let me see what I got. All the items I have are superficial. I've got the forget bottle. I've got my kukri knife that I never cleaned the sap off of. Got some drinking mold and a couple guns. I think Ledger's not willing to give his death, but I think he is willing to give of himself. Can I just run up and, like, give it... I want to give it my arm. I want to give it my whole left arm right up to the shoulder.
Okay.
Can I do that? Give it some pigment of blood, assuming I have any blood left?
Sure.
Dark blood.
Which arm?
That's a good question. So you say the painting is split down the middle, right?
Not literally, but figuratively.
Well, so there's not like it's not like the left side is Virgil and the right side is Ledger.
No, that's exactly it. It's like a one man being split in two, one side being Virgil,
okay,
one
perfect.
Being Ledger.
So if the left side is Virgil, I'm going to give it my left arm.
Okay. I want to make you roll something here to see how fucked you get.
A tune, perhaps?
Yeah, I like that. It's a tune.
I think Ledger, he doesn't really know why he does this. He just knows that this is his time to pay, and he knows that he doesn't have anything left of any particular value. And he knows that he could probably make the train go really fast by feeding it his death, but he's not willing to do that. So he's like, let's just sacrifice a little bit of ourself. I don't have anything left to spend, so I'm just going to roll it, and I don't think anybody can help me. So let's see. Partial success. That's cool.
Okay.
Great job.
Your arm goes into the painting, first of all, as you'd expect. We love paintings that are portals. It goes in, kind of sucks you in a little bit. You become very aware of that, those teeth, that giant mouth in the background of the painting as you put your arm in. And suddenly and viciously, you see the almost like the teeth close over it, leaving like the picture of Virgil and Ledger in front. But your arm is, you know, kind of past that point. It is not a good feeling. It is like a big mouth, a very gristly mouth, not one that is like meant to make a clean cut, but one that's meant for like tearing meat, like bites down and it's like rips. Your shoulder out. It's not exactly a chop as much as it is like a partial chop. And you know, like when you're like cutting meat and like you cut it most of the way, but you have to kind of pull the ligament apart physically sometimes.
Yeah.
Just me. It's like that.
I know that.
It is not good. Your like collarbone is partially torn as well.
Ouch.
Oh, that's a really bad break.
Yes, it's really bad. And you are losing blood very quickly. You're going to take the level 3 harm. God, I mean, what do we even call this? Bleeding out?
Cool.
Yeah. But
can I make do?
And good news. The train is moving really fucking fast. The painting glows with new hues, highlighting the differences of the two identities as well as their similarities. The train is moving extremely quickly, and the slope is getting very, very steep. Gravity begins pulling you down, actually, behind you towards where the ravening beast is. You are like finding yourself standing on a... that's not the correct thing. You're like standing on the door frame of the door for those of you who are in the engine car. And for the rest of you, maybe you find yourself like clinging to one of these mannequins, which thank God is bolted to the ground.
Yeah. Would this be, if I were to resist the harm, would this be resolve or prowess or insight?
Resolve for sure.
Okay. So here's the thing. I have an ability called Deathless that allows me to roll a tune, and on a success, I ignore harm for a scene.
Of any tier 1 or tier 2 harm.
Oh, does it say? I thought it... Okay, never mind then. That won't do anything. I can try resisting it if I get anything other than a 5 or a 6 on 2 dice. I will trauma out whatever that means.
Yes.
Could you pass it on to Bailey?
Oh my god.
And then we're in the game a little longer.
How much stress do you have to spend?
Me?
Only one.
I can pass all of it on, which if you only have one to spend, then we're in the same boat. But I can pass it on. I can pass stress like, on.
If we could use it as like a collective health pool, but if not, no.
I think I can only allocate all of it. I don't think I can spread it around. How does Bailey have any stress left?
I have 3 stress slots remaining, so I have a bit.
See, that's what I mean.
So you could take 2.
Hey, gang. Ledger, do you want me to read the... could you read the move scripted on your character sheet?
Oh, yeah. No. Unless you choose to lose control of your character permanently, once per session, someone in your party may be unable to resist something. Are you not going to let me resist this?
No. You need help.
Well, I'm not going to permanently lose control of my character, so I am just going to need help.
Good. Cool. Add bleeding out. You're bleeding out. You need help. You can still be helped around.
Cool. Yeah. You're can I get to him or not even right now?
I think we're moving too fast.
You're moving very quickly. It would be a roll. I'm imagining Ledger's like, you're like sitting on this door frame, smearing blood on the wall, kind of just like leaning there, reeling from the stress. I think your death is there. And I think she's kind of reflecting your mental state.
She could. Nobody I mean, technically, I could have her inflict significant damage to the train, but I
you
don't.
Could.
That would be counterproductive.
It might be.
Unless I can have her lash out at the mouth man in retaliation, I think she's just gonna.
You know what would be know, maybe, what could be cool?
What's that?
As a fan of the players, I know I've just hurt you very badly. What if you lashed out at the train on the thing separating the car with the thing in it?
Oh yeah, duh.
Shit, yeah, if it's back
but
there.
But also your friends.
Oh.
Oh, hey, don't do that.
So it could
no,
be a,
I can't
it could
them.
Be one of those fun things where it's like they have to get off really quickly.
I mean, you could.
But I think you have to lash out first and then they deal with that.
Yeah. No, I think my death knows that I think she knows that Ledger needs help, so she's not going to sever his friends away even in her stricken grief. So he's still here.
Shit.
All right.
Unless you guys want to prowl something.
If I could actually get to you, I don't have anything that could help. The only thing like I can think of in character is Bailey would use his coat to stop the bleeding, but like I don't have any spells. I already used Mark of the Weaver, so I don't know have any way. So it'd be like a lot of work just for me to go up and do nothing.
I don't think you want to get make dude.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta make too.
Maybe sometimes I'll have you make do too. On me later, but not right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get to you right now.
That's fine. I'm not active. I mean, I technically am actively dying, but like Ledger's not going to perish until it's story appropriate or something else bad happens. He just can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Potato,
mechanically.
Man.
So what so. you guys have momentum, which is good. What you need to do is you need to deal with this creature.
All right. What do you got?
Well,
what do you got?
Actually, if we're going to be dealing with it anyways. Sorry, go ahead.
I will also say on the ceiling above you, Ledger, on the far end of the gallery behind the painting, a door opens.
I think maybe Ledger croaks out the door. But if we're in a bad position, the thing is here anyways. Maybe we should just sever the train car. I know that's easy for me to say already being in here and not being the one who would have to escape, but that seems like our most direct solution right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
If we perish, so. This is it.
Yeah, you guys are down with that?
It's me and Booker in the train car, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you'd have to get away.
I would assume this would be some sort of maybe a prowl or something.
Definitely a prowl. I could see arguments for the pretty prowl.
Prowess, Brian. Like, do you have anything in finesse and prowl?
One
or something?
Finesse, zero prowl, and prowess is its own thing.
Okay, I have one in finesse and one in prowl, and I have some stress to spare. So I'm wondering if I could lead something.
Yes,
stress,
I have no stress to spare.
Grab sure. you and then try.
How,
and get
how are you
out
doing
it.
This as a group action? Let me hear that pitch.
We're holding hands.
Me and Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like just like helping Booker get up, climbing these mannequins. Platform.
Yeah, I think I'm probably holding out my hand, and then I'm trying to think.
Just, it's an obby.
I mean, I can see. Yeah. I can kind of see it. You're like helping him out.
Yeah, just like grab onto my boot. Yeah. Now grab my hand. Now get your
grab
ass.
My boot.
I think,
grab my hand.
I think what happens is that when Ledger collapses, you guys hear this ear-splitting scream as his death shrieks. Like loud enough to shatter glass. Maybe if there's glass and it's appropriate, it shatters into a million pieces. And maybe you see her reach out somehow through the intervening space without moving, and one claw just severs the coupling between the cars, and you guys see that happen right in front of you and realize that you gotta fucking move.
We gotta get out of here. Let's leave now.
Okay. We're sprinting. We're bumbling.
We're bumbling up. So what is that? A plus one D minus one. Risky standard.
No, this is desperate.
Damn it. Beyond desperate.
Almost got you there.
Yeah, you almost got me, you little son of a bitch.
And I'm rolling too?
Yes, you're both going to roll. You're going to both roll this. And
do I get a plus one, or does only Adam?
Wait, why are you getting a plus one, Adam? Are you pushing yourself?
Yeah, I'm pushing myself because I have three slots left. So
got it. Yeah, so take two stress and then hope that you don't, that no one fails, because that'll fill up your stresses completely.
Good luck.
Just so you know.
Green.
Oh,
thank God.
You know what they say, two partials make a full success. That's
you
how
guys
it works.
Are playing with
that.
Fucking fire here. Okay.
So fucking risky. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was kind of like, I was trying to like make sure you, but then you rolled it. So I'm glad it worked out.
My God.
You rolled this.
Yeah, bye bye.
We gotta gamble more.
Okay. You clamber up as this thing is biting through the train. Like multiple times the mannequin just beneath you is being consumed by this maw, which seems to extend much further than it is. These like long tongues are like slapping around, hauling itself up, filling up the train car, and it seems to be getting bigger and bigger. And you just make it to the top of the car, where pulling yourself up the door frame into the engine car where Ledger is propped up against the wall. And now I get to inflict a consequence.
Arms are tired.
You take the level 3 harm, your arms are tired.
Man, this is,
you cannot do anything without
desperate,
help.
My toe.
Desperate consequence. I think the person who leads the thing gets the consequence, if I recall correctly.
Either everybody gets the same one. I can't
forget.
Remember.
And we're not even playing Blades in the Dark, so who cares?
No, you can do whatever you like.
That's true. Also, you guys can always project stress onto the cathedral town. I'm just saying.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. There is a... As the car splits away, there is a terrible roar and the sound of fractal enamel crushing through metal in a last-ditch bite as the beast plunges backwards from you. 1,000 little bite marks appear over every surface of the train as if growing from within its very structure. And some of the bite marks reach both of you, Bailey and Booker, just covering your body like a extremely fast onset skin disease of just like thousands of chew marks all over your skin and your face. Even like your eyes, it seems like are being nibbled on. It's very, very unpleasant. And you're both going to take the level 2 harm. Completely nod.
Yowza.
Mm-hmm.
Yowza.
Which means you're going to roll one less dice on everything. Unless you resist, of course.
Completely nod.
Completely nod.
Oh, might as well just resist it and put it on the cathedral town, right?
That we should. I don't know if that's a good idea, he said with one arm.
Didn't you do that earlier?
No, I did
a while ago. Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah,
once.
I haven't done my projection yet.
Yeah, we all get one.
We all get.
Do you guys
one
have
projection.
Any stress left?
I have one slot.
Yeah, I have one slot as well.
Well, you might get lucky. Also, you never know.
I won't project.
You get to you have to find out how much stress it is first, right?
Yeah, but then it's either trauma out or you have to project. So it's like, it depends on the situation. It depends how much of a gambler you are, really.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's like you. Yeah, I guess that's true. You got to decide how much stress you're willing to risk putting on the cathedral for this.
I guess
sure,
I'll
project it. Fuck it. It's in character. Okay. Thanks.
Well, you might not have to. You get a roll. What kind of resistance is it?
This is a resolve.
Yeah, sorry, Cathedral.
Let's see.
Press the resolve button. We'll see what happens.
There he is. Zero
there
stress.
There you go. So you take zero stress, so you're fine. You resist
By
it
God,
flawlessly.
He's done it again. Booker Page, avoiding all consequence.
I should do gambling more.
Yeah, Booker, I guess you just lock in, and you're just like, nah, I'm not Nod.
Gotta lock the fuck in.
Eczema is not real.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know what that looks like. Maybe you just
didn't want to bother him.
Yeah, you realize it's all in your head, man. You do some deep breathing exercises. You name 5 things you're grateful for. And then the teeth marks just, they don't appear on you. I'm not even going to give you level 1 harm.
He made his bed.
Jesus.
With that success, the train car detaches finally, giving in to the stress of this rapid ascent. It tears away violently from the back of the train, the creature still inside, its waggling tongues stretch and grasp, trying to gain purchase on your half of the train. But it fails. The tongues slip, betrayed by their own saliva, and the creature, alongside its train car, fall back, derailing and plunging down, down, down to the city beneath. You do not think you will be seeing it again. At least not in this place.
Ledger does nothing. He sits there and maybe he coughs up a little blood. I like to think that despite putting her inside of a wall, his death is like hovering behind his head and he has her arms wrapped around kind of like the front of his neck and his shoulders. I guess his shoulder singular because his other one got bit off.
Now I will put my coat around you to stop the bleeding, quote unquote. This is the make do part. Maybe it's just for performance here. I'm just trying to wrap you as much as I can.
It's a beautiful and then I think Bailey says, gesture.
You know, I'd be complaining about my injuries right now, but I guess you win.
Where's the train going? Are we there yet?
We're definitely moving. We got rid of the monster.
For now. He's a tenacious little son of a bitch, ain't he?
Very true.
The train slows to a halt as the tracks level out, delivering you to the terminus of your journey. The Hungry God's Ribbon stills itself, mollified by the distance between it and the hungry beast. There is a door to another storage room, which you did not explore, but you can also disembark the train. It is up to you.
I can't do anything, so it's up to you guys. I can't even move.
Bailey, what? Should we go get him help, or should we look for loot?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe there's something that can help him in the loot. You know what I mean?
Bailey, you're so smart. Let's go look.
Let's go look.
Yeah. The ceiling is the normal ceiling again, so you can just walk there. Are you carrying Ledger with you?
Can I even, like, slump him over my shoulder?
You don't need to carry him, but he needs to, like, lean on you, you know?
Yeah. He put his remaining arm around you. I think he's going to say, don't leave me behind. We don't know if this car's still going to be here when you step out.
I gotcha. Let's go.
You enter the last cargo hold, which you didn't need because you performed so well. Well done. This room is a misty graveyard. The ground is a moist, loamy soil. The walls are adorned with the wallpaper of leafless trees, shining moons, and a starry sky. From some unknown source, the fresh night air blows across your face. There are four graves here, and no shovel.
Oh.
Should we...
You all feel like digging?
I don't know.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like what a survey would find here, realistically, that would help us with the...
Anything could be buried in the ground, but you need something to dig with.
Well...
And we just got our fingies.
Can we dig?
You got your hands.
You got your hands? Maybe the stock of my bolt-action rifle I can no longer use could be made an impromptu shovel?
Names on the graves or anything?
You tell me.
Well, Booker's going to approach one.
Is there a name on the grave?
He brushes some dust and doesn't see anything.
There's no name on the grave. Unmarked grave, number one.
He's going to try digging there.
Okay. Roll wreck for me.
Hell yeah. Wreck. I don't think anybody has any dice.
Wait, but that might hurt me.
Yes, that's correct.
I would say
You are in a controlled standard position now, I will say.
That means that you can fairly safely take one stab at it, I think.
Yes.
I only have one stress slot.
If you fail, there's no consequence on control.
Okay, fine.
But you have to, you know, use the give
up. Can I pass the stress to Cathedral Town?
You can always do that.
Okay, then I'm safe.
Failure. You falter. Press on by seizing a risky opportunity or withdraw and try a different approach. You find yourself digging and digging and digging, and you actually are surprised that you cannot stop digging with your hands. And you just barely manage to pull away before you realize that your fingernails are bleeding slightly. Not enough to be a proper harm, but you are lucky that you were able to stop yourself. Something was possessing you to get deeper. I think you got maybe 1 or 2 feet of dirt.
Look, all right. Just leave it. I'll be fine. I just need someone to lean on.
All
drip,
right.
Drip. Drip.
Well, I guess we all we can do now is leave the train.
Okay.
Let's do it.
If that's what you want. That's what you want.
That's what I want. That's what I want to do.
Well, the content's going to kill us, okay? The content's going to kill us.
Hey, look, a first aid crate. Just sitting right here. Let me blast it open with a crowbar.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what people get buried with. okay. You disembark the train?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Outside of the train, in a broader sense, is the cathedral town. 3 quaint districts, each frozen in time, blurred impressions of their inhabitants streaking across the varied streets therein. The sky is still confusing here. There is no sky. The world ends at the top of the cathedral. There is a rich, pleasant scent in the air, though if you were trying to describe it, it would be different for each of you. And at the center of the 3 districts stands the eponymous cathedral, a massive alien structure of bone and paper, just as you saw it replicated in small form on the stage beneath the wandering sea. Though there are no clear means of ingress, and only the impression of windows, the entire thing gives the impression of hide stretched on a rack. There's something about it, something representative, evocative, meant to strike a feeling in your heart to encompass the totality of some experience. What does it mean for you? You guys can go in whatever order you want. I'm not going to force you to go in an order you're not comfortable with.
I think to Ledger it means the end of something. A very, very intense sense of finality, not even necessarily in the way that he was looking for.
For Booker, it means change. And much like what you said, Ledger, he doesn't even know if this is what he set out for.
Yeah, I don't think it means much to Bailey. I don't think he feels anything really stirs him. He feels like he's looking at an empty object, I think. Yeah.
Although you do know that Checkergram is in there.
That's true. I do know, but for some reason, I'm not acting like I used to. For some reason, it feels empty, even if he is in there.
Okay. Then with that out of the way, I think we'll end there for now. And next time, we'll get to the end of everything. See you then.